Obviously, you knew you were filmed. When was that, by the way?
March the 19th. It was my birthday night, and I went out and got absolutely steaming.
Well, you certainly celebrated in style in a Southern Fried Chicken.
Well, I don't remember being there.
I didn't realise you were drunk at the time. That's amazing.
Okay. I was absolutely out of it.
Okay, so I'm intrigued. It's a shame you don't remember it. But, like, was it improvised or is that one of your favourite songs that you like to sing?
I've never done it in my life.
Chicken! So you're actually from Biggleswade?
Yeah, I am from Biggleswade, yeah.
But you ended up in Hitchin. Did you work in Hitchin or...?
No, we just went over there to go to the Ivory.
Okay, and then along to Southern Fried Chicken. And did you know that you were going to be in that documentary?
Well, the next day, we were like, I wonder what that press was all about. And then it was just more like, we just didn't think it would be shown on TV. And then, obviously, I saw it on the clips on Undercover Boss. And then, I was like, oh, God, that's a big show.
You know, when you're watching it, did you have, like, about a million text messages coming through?
Yeah.
Phone calls, Facebook messages. Was it going crackers?
Yeah, absolutely mad. Just so my phone kept freezing up and everything because there's so many people on Facebook.
And what do your friends and family make of it?
My friends think it's absolutely hilarious. Haven't really said too much to my family, to be honest.
Are you aware that somebody's even made a song out of your work?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Well, my stepsister, she's making a drum and bass version of it and putting it on YouTube.
Brilliant. Is it?
Chicken! Oh, my God.
There we are. It's amazing. I'm guessing now... Hang on a second. Yeah, that's my favourite bit. Because obviously we have to cluck it out. Just wondering, have you been booked for any personal appearances or any, you know, I can imagine you actually getting up and performing this and people loving it in Liquid and Envy in Stevenage or...
My God, I haven't anything yet, but loads of people are trying... Well, the thing is, loads of people are trying to add me on Facebook, and I don't know who they are, so I'm not really accepting them.
Yeah, probably for the best, I think. But you
know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, you do have a Facebook page, in your honour. What do you do, by the way? We're all intrigued.
Pardon?
What do you do? Because you sound all lovely. Now, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a mum.
Oh, see, I'm even better! Oh, we've hit the jackpot. Oh, will you make sure you... How old are they?
He's 2.5.
Will you make sure you keep that for when she's older?
Yeah, I will.
I'll keep it from her for a very long time, though.
Show her first boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, don't break this heart or I'll set my mum on you. Chicken! Okay, any thoughts to release it?
No.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm so embarrassed about it, but I just like kind of get on with it.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Sorry.
The Hitchin Chicken Shop Girl, everybody, otherwise known as Gemma from Biggleswade. Thank you very much. Can we trouble you for one more version? Imagine that you're in a concert hall, maybe at the Gordon Craig or something, and the audience has gone hushed. And we can even add a bit of reverb, actually, I think, to your voice. So that we... Oh, maybe you can use the word funky in a particular point. okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto the stage of Gordon Craig, the Hitchin Chicken Shop Girl.
I'm a chuck funky chicken! Cluck, cluck, cluck!
Gemma, have a good day! Enjoy your fame!
You're a legend!
Thank you!
Thank you! Bye!